I am of those that believe that this party has a sacred trust, a trust in accordance with the traditions of MacDonald. It has an appointment today with destiny to plan and build for a greater Canada. It has a sacred trust. A sacred trust handed down to us in the tradition of MacDonald to bring about that Canada which is founded in a spirit of brotherhood, vision, and faith. One Canada with equality of opportunity and equality for every province from the Atlantic to the Pacific. My friends, this is a time for greatness in planning for Canada's future. Unity demands it. Freedom requires it. Vision will ensure it. As far as the road of the Liberal Party in recent years, if it is carried on after the next election in the same way as in the past, Canada will be led to the virtual extinction of a true parliamentary system, substituting only an appeal every few years to the people within the Constitution, and then endeavoring by promises in an election year to bring about a restoration of power for the future. I believe that if this nation is to have a new birth of unity and freedom, we must go back to the vision and the idealism of Canada's first nation builder. He led the way, MacDonald did, to national tolerance, dignity, and unity as he joined with Cartier in brotherhood and in faith. My pledge on behalf of this party will be to do my part to achieve one Canada. I don't think the people are asking for political carpentry today for vote purposes. They're asking for something of a vision of a new Canada, the Canada that appears to me at this time with its opportunity for Canadians. They ask for a lift in heart. They have a desire to serve. My purpose and my aim with my colleagues on this platform will be to bring to Canada and to Canadians a faith in their fellow Canadians, a faith in the future and the destiny of this country.